Welcome, everybody. And both Pete and I are super happy that you're here with us tonight. I feel grateful that you're investing your time, your energy, your openness to talk with us and learn about this small group mentoring program that we do. We've actually been doing this program for 3 years now. The upcoming year will be the fourth year. And it is a program that's about business transformation, personal transformation, and clinical transformation. And we know that we piqued the interest of quite a few therapists because we had over 100 people who signed up for this call and some who wrote in and expressed their interest as well. And there's only going to be a few people who this program is truly right for, and that's fine. We want to find you. We want you to find us.
And that's why we're doing this call.
And specifically to know if you have the time, the energy, the bandwidth to be at a place to actually transition yourself and your practice to a whole new plateau. So our plan actually is to talk for about the next 30 minutes or so about the program, and then we're going to stay on and answer your questions. And I think we'll start by each of us talking a little bit about why we're doing it. So, Pete, why do you do the mentoring program?
Well, actually, it's a good question. For any time somebody embarks on a very significant endeavor in their life, it's like, why are you doing this? What are the values that propel you for this adventure, for this journey, for the risk, et cetera? And here's a big chunk of why I am doing the Master Mentor Group. And maybe some of you read a recent blog where I described my early growing up, which I really do rarely talk about it, actually, about six of us in a family that I grew up in, and it would be called by a lot of people rather poor. And I used to joke that at Christmas time, instead of presents, we'd sit around the tree and exchange glances. And seriously, though, at bath time, and this, for some reason, just keeps standing out in my memory, we'd heat a tea kettle of water for a small portable tub, and the next person in line got another tea kettle of water, and the last one got the most water, but the water wasn't so great. And then as I grew up, as a young adolescent, I and a couple buddies of mine, we'd pick up cigarette butts off the ground because we didn't have enough money to buy our own cigarettes. And at that time, my dreams, they really weren't that big. A bathtub in the house, that would be great. New shoes that were not two sizes too big so that I would grow into them. And then when I was 35, if we go fast forward in the time, when I was 35 and I met Ellen, and for the first time, I considered, Ellen introduced me to the possibility that you could take a vacation that did not involve visiting and staying with relatives. And the idea of vacationing to see different parts of the world and staying in hotels and not with relatives, that was a huge eye-opener for me. But what I learned rather late in life is that it really doesn't matter where you're coming from, that all that matters is where you're going. And my life is totally different now than when I was 35. Ellen and I travel and we teach around the world and we've been on most major news media. And we got it by being around people, mentors and therapists that would stretch me, encourage me to get the skills, the insights, and the support to develop the dreams that were just circulating around in my mind, but I really didn't believe that I could make them happen. And I was a school teacher, and I could have, for a couple of years, I taught both in high school and college. And I could have done that, but I would always have felt like I was 2 degrees off center from a higher calling for me. There was this ever-gnawing hunger for me to grow and create and do something larger. And that's a major reason for me doing this mentor group. If you have a dream of doing something beyond seeing clients in your office, if you want to connect with a larger audience to write or teach or consult, or lead groups of different kinds to train. Maybe you want to be interviewed by different media to get your message across. Then we want you to consider this opportunity. And that's a big reason for me in doing this mentor group, is to create a wider vision and a larger world. So, Ellen, why are you doing this group?
Actually, I have a number of reasons, Pete. And I think, well, I'll start and work backwards. I think all of us have, you know, kind of a script or a byline to our lives. And it took me a while to figure mine out, but mine goes something like this. I like to throw myself into the unknown, even when I'm scared of the transformation that might come about from it, but I tend to throw myself into the unknown. And over the course of my life, I've learned that I could do more than I ever imagined or ever dreamed possible to begin with. And so one of the big reasons I do this group is that I wish someone had mentored me. There were so many times over the years that we started the Couples Institute that I wished I could have like one business mentor or one person who understood the therapy world, understood business, and who could actually hold my hand and really show me how to do all the kinds of things that I wanted to do. And I actually wished for that for a really long time, but I was always having to search out different mentors and different people to help me. And one day I woke up a few years ago and I said to Pete, well, you know, we've been at this long enough that now I think I could actually mentor somebody else, and I would like to be for others what I wished that I had had for myself. And over the 3 years that we've been doing the group, it has been just, and actually when we started it, I said, we'll give it 1 year and see what happens. But it has been so deeply satisfying to me to help others create and realize their dreams. And so many exciting things have come out of the group. I mean, we've had a number of people write books. We've had a lot of training groups get started. Some folks are doing couples workshops. Some are developing their own centers. And, you know, I know when I was young and Pete and I were thinking about starting the Couples Institute, we really didn't know what we wanted to do. And in fact, we called it X, and we spent a year of trying to figure out what in the world is this X thing that we want to do.
Together. We wanted to do something together.
And also, by that point, I liked my practice, but I was bored, and I felt like the walls were closing in on me, and I needed to do something more. And we knew we wanted to create, but we didn't really have any assets. We didn't have a business plan. We didn't have a reputation. We had a theory, but it wasn't at the stage where it was accepted by the profession yet. And I think even beyond that, I had come out of a background of nonviolent political organizing, and I'd been living a subsistence lifestyle and had a whole bunch of student loans and even a ceiling on what income I thought I would ever make, which was $60,000. And that was what my father had made in his best year. And I never really wanted to go one up on my dad.
And actually, that's a pretty common barrier for a lot of women who feel very uncomfortable surpassing their fathers, where a lot of guys, a lot of boys see, you know, if I could surpass my father, that would be pretty cool. But that's not so true with a lot of women. Fortunately, it's getting less, but I think that is still out there, that a lot of women feel uneasy about being a lot more successful than their fathers.
Anyway, what I did know when we started was that I really wanted to help couples be able to thrive, to create truly exceptional relationships, and even to be synergistic with their partners in a way that they, together as a couple, could make a bigger difference in the world. And so over the years, Pete and I have had to really work hard. I mean, we've worked hard on our own relationship. We've worked hard on developing the business skills, the clinical skills, and always are pushing ourselves. We get bored easily, and so we are always pushing ourselves to make things better, to be more excellent in what we do. And the result of all that at this stage in my life is I feel just incredibly grateful for having a very deeply satisfying life. And so that's part of what I do want to bring to people that I mentor, the real belief and the knowledge that you can do it too. So, Pete, can you say something about the value that you see in being mentored?
Well, that's kind of the core, Ellen, of the program, of what we do. It's like providing what, in many ways, both of us wanted but couldn't find in a central place. And the whole value about coaching and being mentored is something that's familiar, I think, with most people, because I think most people agree that nothing ever great was accomplished alone, ever. You either stood on the shoulders of giants, or you had great coaching, or a community that pushed, stretched, encouraged, and supported you. And just if you look at one of the pinnacles, you say, wow, why would he need a coach? On YouTube, there's a video of Eric Schmidt, who was CEO of Google. And when he took over as the CEO of Google, one of the board members said, the first thing I want you to do, Eric, is to get a coach, get a mentor. Eric said, well, why? Because I have a history of being a very successful executive. But he did get a coach, and he said it was terrific advice, maybe the best single advice he ever got, because Eric said, nobody is good at being an objective self-evaluator, and that includes me. So in our life, in our travels together, mentors and therapists have helped me suspend my outworn perspective and my self-sabotaging beliefs. And I started to light up with possibilities that were always there, but they were blocked from my previous field of vision. So, Ellen, that's about why, some of why we're doing this and the value of mentors. What the heck does this program include anyway? So we get down to the nitty-gritty.
Well, before I talk about that, I want to just say a little bit, too, about the value that I think of. That one of the things a mentor can do for you is, like, we will believe in you when you may not believe in yourself. And at times when you get discouraged, we're going to be there to, you know, show you the next step or pick you up. And chances are, if you're like most therapists, you're working way too hard. You're trading time for money, and you don't really know how to leverage yourself and your time in a way that makes it possible for you to do more. And so in terms of mentoring, we're going to give you tools and real help that's both practical and emotional. And so I'm going to go through what the program is, what we offer. But I think even before doing that, one of the values of the program is that there are two of us, and there are also the people who are on our team. And that means that if you join the program, you will work with both of us together sometimes. Sometimes you'll work with each of us separately. Sometimes you'll work with some of the people on our team. And it will be fine-tuned to what you want to create, what you want to grow, what's really important to you. So as I start to describe the program, let me ask you to ask yourself a few questions. First of all, does your business require you to show up to generate any revenue or any income from it? Do you have to be there sitting in your office for any income to come in?
The questions only get easier after that, right?
Right.
Are you kidding? If they don't show up in their office, you know, the kids go hungry.
No, there's other ways.
But
also, do you have or have you thought about a way to scale from one of you for like a one-to-one where you're seeing one client or one couple or one family in your office from one to many so that you have a way to leverage yourself? Have you ever had a dream about having more reach, being able to develop products like audios or videos or ebooks or writing a real book? So as I'm talking, just ask yourself, what am I most interested in? Am I interested in learning the business skills? Am I really wanting to overcome my personal blocks, my things that I know about me that get in my way?
Of being more professionally successful.
Or is it that I most want to refine my clinical skills and be more on target with those? So just ask yourself, let those thoughts float around in your mind as I go through the different pieces of the program. And there are a lot of pieces, but they're designed to go in these three areas. So first of all, the program runs from January 1st of 2018 all the way up until the end of 2018. And throughout the year, we have three meetings where ideally you come in person. And those are two-day meetings that are going to be held, and I'll tell you where in a little while, but in the Bay Area. And all three meetings will have some focus on the three areas. Then in between, on the months that we're not meeting live, on all the other months, we will have, by phone or by Zoom or Skype, 9 clinical calls where you have the opportunity to focus on clinical issues or your own blocks, so where we'll be able to work with you directly on what's getting in your way of taking next steps.
Either clinically or in your business.
And then we'll also have 9 business calls. And those business calls are either focused on specific topics. For example, in the group that we have going on right now, several people have decided to hire other therapists to work for them. And so we spent some time on the structure and how you bring that about. Several other people wanted to do more consultation or more training, and so we focused on how you market that and how you bring that about. And so there's time on those calls for what we call business hot seats or a focus on specific topics. And then there's some definite ways that you'll be able to be working on your clinical skills throughout the year. Registration for the mentoring program includes being in my online training program. And so you can be in that program at whatever level it best fits for you.
They're both one-year-long training programs.
And it also includes the opportunity we co-sponsor a couples conference every year with the Milton Erickson Foundation. And this year, that conference will be in Oakland, California, May 4th to 6th. And then our second 2 days for this program will follow that on May 8th and 9th. But you'll be able to attend the conference without paying a registration fee. And that's an opportunity to pack a lot of clinical training into those 3 days. So there'll be a lot of focus on continuing to improve your clinical work so that you can consider either teaching or training, or also that you know that you're really able to get more accountability with the clients that you work with. We also will give you access, and this is for who this is appropriate for, who wants it, but those of you who want to do couples workshops, we'll have access to all the materials that Pete developed over years and years and years of doing couples workshops and refining what worked with the couples.
Those were weekend workshops, and so you have access to all my notes, all my exercises, how it's structured, how it's set up, et cetera, et cetera. So that will save you literally tons of time if you have interest in doing workshops for couples.
And for those of you who want to develop yourself into trainers, you'll also be able to have access to my training curriculum for a first-year training program. And that's a binder of about 400 pages long, but it's got all the stuff that I've developed for training, and that's available and is a huge time saver when somebody really is at a place where they're ready and wanting to teach and train other therapists. Now, another thing that's super neat about this program, I said, is that you get to consult with our team. And there's several examples of that. I think I'll start actually with Lincoln, because Lincoln is on the phone with us, and Lincoln is our COO, and he's also been very involved in the mentoring program this year. And Lincoln, can you introduce yourself and tell folks a little bit about you and what you do?
Sure, I'd be happy to. Hi, everyone. It's wonderful to be on the call with all of you. I'm calling from Portland, Oregon, and I have been working as an operations manager, general manager, COO for the past 20 years, and I've also been a business coach. And you know, one of the areas where I excel is the ability to really help people get moving. So I can help you to get clarity on your goals, including why they're important to you. And then I can help you to prioritize your daily, weekly, monthly activities so that you can really be focused on achieving your dreams. So I love doing that. And I also think of myself as someone who can take ideas and goals and dreams that people have and help bring them actually into reality and into fruition. So if there's things on your whiteboard or your to-do list or things that are in your mind related to your business that you've been wanting to create or get done, but you just don't know that next step or what to do, I'd love to talk with you about that. I really enjoy helping people make progress because progress feels really, really good. I can also help you with hiring. So I've hired hundreds of people, and I can say without exaggeration that hiring is one of the most important pieces to growing your business. Hiring can be an employee or an independent contractor, or it can be as simple as just a virtual assistant or even getting help on a specific project. But bringing the right people on your team can literally make the difference between success and failure. So I can help you to identify who to hire, when to hire, how to hire. I can help you to determine when to hire as a contractor versus employee and how to negotiate so that you can have a win-win scenario. I can help you to create an attractive job posting that will attract the right person for you and your business. I can help you with the interview process, including what questions to ask and what questions you cannot ask for legal reasons. Let's see, I can also help you to create an onboarding process that will really help improve the likelihood of success for the new person that you bring on. And I can help you to avoid making a bad hire, which can often be costly, time-consuming, and often demoralizing. I enjoy supporting people to get the help they need by hiring the right person or people, and I love helping people create a high-performing team regardless of the size. My wife is a sign language interpreter, and her team is always a team of two. But, you know, having the right team is critical, right? So a great team, regardless of your size, is really important. So I can really, during that process, any of the hiring stuff, I can be a sounding board through the whole process. And I could also help you with systems. So if you're, you know, we can identify and see if it makes sense to add any new tools or any technology. We can talk about things like Slack or Asana, Infusionsoft, Zapier, Dropbox, et cetera. And lastly, we can go through a couple of personality surveys that I use so that I can help you to maximize your natural talents and strengths. This is a really fun process, and, you know, most people really enjoy learning more about themselves. And if you already have a team, it's fun to ask your team players to actually take the test, and then we can have a better understanding of their natural talents and strengths and make sure that they're working in the areas that are best suited for success. So really, I like to be in service. I love working with Pete and Ellen, and I've just loved being a part of the mentoring group. So Ellen, that's pretty much me.
Okay. Thank you.
I want to say one thing on behalf of Lincoln, which is he was really helpful. Ellen and I recently hired two new people to join our team, and Lincoln was really, really helpful in screening and helping us select that person and interview that person. Now, that's in context of I used to be an executive recruiter, and I thought that I knew quite a bit about the hiring interview process because I was a recruiter. And what I discovered was that Lincoln was more helpful than I anticipated. He was really good. And here's one of the blind spots that hiring authorities do. We tend to hire people who are like us. And if I hire, so I would intuitively hire a clone of myself. I do not need a clone of myself at the Couples Institute. We would be loaded with ideas and they would be languishing because they wouldn't get done. You got to hire somebody who is not like you in key areas, and Lincoln was really good at that. So
it's been great having Lincoln working with us, and some of the skills he's brought to the Couples Institute, he can share with you if you're decide you're part of the mentoring program next year. A couple other things. We have a webmaster who works with us. His name is Jamie. He's worked with us for a really long time. And one of the things that happens early in the year is you can have a consult about your website with Jamie. And Jamie is super good at, like, explaining and showing you what things will make a difference specifically on your website so that your website is working better for you. We'll also, along those lines, be teaching you some internet marketing strategies, some ways to write email and how to write copy, things that will help you when you're letting other people know more about what you do have to offer and what it is you want to be doing and giving. And we also, later in the year, suggest that you do what we call a deep dive marketing consult with one of the people who has worked with us on marketing. And that they can really help you with any particular project that you're working on to make a good marketing plan for that. And it might have to do with bringing in more clients to your practice. It might be transitioning from an agency to a private practice. It might be hiring other therapists. It might be workshops. Again, it's unique to who you are. But they'll be able to help you really lay out and sketch out a complete process to use for your own marketing.
And here's the thing that I learned, just to add what Ellen is saying, is that you really can start to market to the kinds of people that you want to work with. So you attract them, and they are attracted to you. I used to be what I call the Statue of Liberty therapist. Send me your borderline, send me your passive aggressives, your narcissists, and I will work with them even at a reduced fee. Come one, come all. And I discovered, wait a minute, I can actually start to be more selective with who I work with. And that has made a huge difference in my practice. And if you're a Statue of Liberty therapist, you can be on your way to burnout without knowing why. And self-care doesn't really take care of that process when you work too hard with people who are like I just described. So, yeah, you can really get a lot more targeted with who you want to work with. Go ahead.
No, I was going to mention where the live meetings are. And,
oh, good.
First of all, the group that we have been working with is a fantastic group of people who are incredibly supportive of each other, and some of them will be continuing, which is a huge asset for new folks because they will help you, they'll support you, and welcome you. And this coming year, exciting for us, we're moving the program to a brand new location. And there's a new retreat center in the Santa Cruz Mountains called 1440.
It's about midway between San Francisco and San Jose.
No. It's between San Jose and Santa Cruz.
It's between San Jose and Santa Cruz, but we live midway between San Jose and San Francisco, just to get myself oriented here.
Thank you. Anyway, it's an absolutely beautiful new retreat center. You're welcome to look it up online. It's the number 1440.org. And we have been able to work out an agreement with them where we can be there for the 2 days, and that's where you would be staying and having all your meals while you're here and meeting with the group.
And nestled with giant trees and quiet forest, and it's calm, serene, and rejuvenating.
And time for yoga and meditation and things like that as well. So, Pete, do you want to say anything more about the three areas.
Yeah, see, everything that Ellen just described, all those components of the program can basically be categorized into three major areas. And the three major areas are, the first of all, the clinical skills that she mentioned. And one of the things that Ellen and I have noticed about therapists almost across the board is that therapists work way too hard. And so you're going to learn how to work less hard with greater accountability of the clients, both individuals and couples that you work with. It takes a huge load off of you, where they are more accountable and you don't have to work as hard. So that's number one on clinical skills. The business skills, and that's learning to use the right tools, plus this, and this is what's really interesting. Our profession is on the way to being changed dramatically. Just like the bricks and mortar stores are being disrupted by Amazon, and the taxi industry is being disrupted by Lyft and Uber, changes in our profession, what we do, how we do it, et cetera, those changes are coming, and they are on the hill, and they're on the way. So you're going to learn to be a lot more targeted to reach your desired audience. And then there's the personal development that helps, that will help you deal with those things that get in your way internally from realizing your dreams. Now, here's just a quick aside about human dynamics. In all of these, when we're faced with a big challenge, whenever we have a big challenge, and growing your practice and your profession to a higher level is going to be a big challenge. And there are two key ways that we learn when we're faced with a big challenge. We learn by learning, and we learn by doing. I'm going to comment about learn by learning. Now, there is a part of me that likes to learn by learning, and what that means is it's reading books, reading articles, taking classes, going to conferences, watching videos, talking to colleagues, doing online courses. Now, this form of learning is really important, but here's the thing. That kind of learning is also safe. It doesn't trigger, when I learn that way, it doesn't trigger fears of failing. It doesn't trigger fears of insecurities. And I don't make mistakes. I don't put anything on the line when I'm learning by learning. It's intellectually stimulating, and it's that modality is what we're all familiar with in college and graduate school. So we learn by incorporating information like that. The second, when we take on a big challenge, is we learn by doing. And this is really action-oriented. Just like you really can't learn to be a great chef by watching the Food Network or reading cookbooks. You got to get in the kitchen, and you got to keep cooking, and you're going to learn by doing, by making mistakes, sometimes big mistakes when it comes out terrible. But we learn so much faster by being in the kitchen and experimenting than just reading cookbooks. And it's the same with any complex skill. You have to keep doing it to refine your skills. And then you become a master at it by being trained by the most skilled people that you can find in any endeavor. And you accelerate tremendously when you learn by doing, by getting feedback when you try something new. And the doing part, it's the only way that you will grow your business to reach a higher goal or a higher purpose. And the doing is like we've talked about. Doing means you're going to start writing, teaching what excites you. You train other people. You do consult groups or workshops. Hire independent contractors so you can reach more people and have a passive income to leverage yourself. And we learn the most. This is true, and we all know it. We learn the most when we push our boundaries. However, we all know this as well. When we push our boundaries, that's when we trigger our fears of failing, our fears of rejection or inadequacy. And it's why our clients don't do their homework. Because the reason so many people fail is because you got to persist for a while before the oceans part and you can walk through to the other side. Now, one of the biggest fears, and we know this, one of the biggest fears that sabotage success, that keeps us from doing our best or making a commitment, is the fear of criticism. And that fear of criticism can come from outside other people, or that criticism can come from our own judgments in our own head. And that criticism can kill good ideas or kill projects while they're just in the infancy stage. Now, here's what's interesting. One of the great, and just in case you think if you're smart enough, you'll be immune from criticism, one of the great intellectual giants in history, Isaac Newton, he was terrified of criticism, and he would avoid talking to anybody who might criticize what he was doing, saying, or his theories that he was coming up with. And if it wasn't for his friend, I think his name was Edmund Halley, he probably would not have published his most important work on laws of motivation and gravitation. Newton tried to avoid criticism by thinking and trying to publish his work anonymously. Our fear of criticism, it's one of our biggest enemies of success, and it's not only Newton who got paralyzed by fear of criticism, but many of us keep hiding our work, the work that could change the world. So this is why we include the component of personal growth to this program. Good information is not sufficient to make great strides. We have to deal with those internal demons that will sabotage us. So now we have the best of both of all worlds in this mentor program. You learn by learning and you learn by doing. We give the information and then we deal with the personal demons that get in the way from applying the knowledge. So you become skilled in ways that traditionally would take many, many years to reach the level of accomplishment. And in the mentor group, here's what's cool, what I really like. You feel the excitement and energy from the other therapists who also are working shoulder to shoulder on projects that energize them. And it's why we stay in touch with you between meetings every month to keep you aligned with your purpose and your passion. So this is not a learn it and forget it approach. You can count on being able to implement new principles in practical ways. Kelly.
Yes. So we've asked one of the people who has been a member of the mentoring group, Kelly Sharver. She's a therapist from Virginia Beach, Virginia. And let's see, Kelly, I am going to unmute you. And whoops. Lincoln, can you unmute her?
Am I on?
Yeah.
Hey.
Okay.
Yes.
Hey.
Welcome. Thank you for being here.
Thank you. Thank you. This is quite an experience listening to this call, like imagining hearing this call 2 years ago and thinking, oh, yeah, I did that and that. what you guys are saying is true. And then there's more this year, too. So I'm impressed. I think I can really speak to one of the aspects that hasn't been emphasized as much. And I'm telling you, all the many things, like before I started this program, I didn't have a website. Now I have a website. If you search for Couples Counseling Virginia Beach, I will come up on the first page. I have my own practice. I didn't have that before. Like, there's leaps and bounds of milestones I hit with this program that I never imagined I would. So it really spoke to me when Pete said, like, sometimes you need, and Ellen spoke to it too, a coach or a mentor that can think larger than you can at that point in time. I mean, they suggested things to me that just weren't on my radar. I'm like, really? People do that? Really? and then I did it. So, but I, one of the really hidden gems, obviously you're going to get incredible support from Ellen and Pete. I mean, I had trained with them online for 4 years before, you know, meeting them in person. I think I met them once at a networker, and that was huge support. But to meet with them in person, work with them in person, is a whole new level of support. But the peer group, I think, is really a gem of the program. The people that you're going to, as Pete say, walk shoulder to shoulder with is incredible. At the end of I was in the 2016, we all had this sense that we were a tribe, and that has never gone away. So when I went to my managed care practice and told them I was going to quit because I was going to start my own private pay practice, I was scared to death. So I texted all my little mentor buddies, and they cheered me on. And when I thought I was going to throw up, so I came back and texted them again. They said, keep going, Kelly. You got this. You got this. And I came back and I did it, and there was applause. Because what I was doing was going against the groupthink of the of my area. And you really need that level of support to make huge leaps. To this last weekend where I conducted my fifth couple of workshops since I did the mentor program, which was another thing I wanted to do but hadn't done yet. I was like, okay, guys, it was on my checklist of things to do. Oh, yeah, ask the group for support. Check them. I was like, I know you guys think I got this at this point, but go ahead and send me some figure eights because I know that when you send me that positive energy that I'll do better and I'll feel better. And then Ellen, I emailed her too. Hey, would you think of me tonight when I do the focus again? And I could really feel it. So it's huge because Ellen and Pete are going to push you. And they've already walked the walk. They've already made it. So they're a huge inspiration, and they're going to guide you there. But then you're going to have this peer group that walks alongside you that ensures that you don't fall to your own old scripts, your old patterns, your old habits. So it's incredible. And I can speak to any other aspect. I can probably give you 1,000 examples of why this program is incredible. But
well, and we're excited that you're coming back next year. So
anybody who
ends up joining will be in a group with you.
Yes, I took this year off and I decided to come. I missed it. I'm coming back. So.
We're excited about you coming back.
It's just when you talk about the environment that you live in Virginia Beach, it's a military community. Is that right?
Yes, and it was voted most frugal city in the United States.
And all the therapists were saying, Kelly, you have to stay on insurance panels because nobody is going to see you because they can always find somebody who's on an insurance panel and they mm-hmm. will not have to pay as much. So you, like us, Kelly, we are going to be scripted and programmed, and I'm not going to use the word condemned, but, you know, in the direction of that's our lot. We have to stay on insurance panels, and you proved otherwise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they told me I would starve. I'm non-starving. I have more food than I had before.
Which I love.
I'm less danger of starving now.
Well, and when Pete and I started the Couples Institute, we were told the same thing, that there was no such thing as a couples specialty. And when we wanted to specialize, we were told that we would starve and we would only be able to work at night. And, of course, neither of those has turned out to be true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was another aspect that drew me in. I remember one of Ellen's stories was that you can do this, you can make this huge leap and keep a work-life balance, like, and keep in control of your life. Because when I first signed up, I had daughters ages 3 and 5. Like, what in the world am I thinking of even doing this? But they've helped me create it where I can do that better. And not
in fact, that's something I totally believe in, is the importance of that work-life balance. And, I mean, I do work a lot, but I also have time to play competitive tennis. I do a lot of nonprofit volunteer work. I've been involved in building schools in refugee communities, and I'm currently starting a counseling and sexual abuse prevention project in Kenya. So my life is, you know, like Kelly's saying, it's balanced. It's not all work, work, work. I wanted to read something, actually, that our our administrative assistant, Ruth, and some of you may have had some interaction with her. Hold on a second. Pete, I can hear it.
Can what?
I can hear that. So the other day, she's involved in emailing people in the group, and she reads the group email that folks send. And just spontaneously the other day, she wrote this to the people in this year's mentor program, and I asked her permission to read it tonight. And she wasn't reading it, so we'd use it for something like this. She just wrote it, and she said, "You guys, you are all so smart. I wish I had been that smart a while ago, but I want you to know why I admire your smartitude. Number one, you take ideas from each other and you make them your own. Number two, you support your colleagues through successes and challenges. Number three, you're able to step back and look at yourself through a lens that lets you see your strengths as well as owning the areas of improvement. Number four, you attack," and she has that in big capital letters, "those areas that need improvement. Number five, you face challenges head on, whether it's writing a book, oh my God, what an accomplishment, creating a training program, seminar, couples program, oh my God, what an accomplishment, giving up insurance payments, scary as can be, like Kelly was just talking about, raising your rates, scary, hiring and firing, sometimes really uncomfortable, taking time off for yourself," in big capital letters. The list goes on and on. You reach out to each other and to Ellen and Pete through this email list. You're able to be your most vulnerable here, even when it's uncomfortable, knowing the group will support you and offer suggestions. I know all of this didn't happen at once and that it's an ongoing process. I just wanted you to know that I see you, I hear you, and I admire you." Pretty amazing thing that she wrote. When I read it, it brought tears to my eyes, actually.
Yeah, no kidding.
What she had sent out. So, Pete, this is probably the time to talk about the price.
Oh, geez, the thing that everybody's been thinking about, wondering, what the heck does this thing cost anyway? Well, I hope everybody's sitting down, but I want to give you a context before we reveal the price. And the context is this. In the late 1989, 1990, something around that time, I went to Ellen, and we were trying to figure out, how do we grow our business? And I said, "Ellen, there's a weekend workshop in Los Angeles that I think would be really good for us to go to, and I've been following this guy for a while. I think he can really help us grow our business in ways that we can't do on our own." Ellen said, "Fine, what's it cost?" And I said, "Well, you got to think about it like this, Ellen. This, don't think about what it costs. It's an investment for the future. It's an investment that will pay off over." And Ellen said, "What is it going to cost?" I said, "Ellen, we will be able to capitalize on this workshop for years to come." Ellen said, "Get to the bloody point. What the heck does it cost?" And I said, "We can take some of the ideas that we get and we will expand our business exponentially. It's not what it costs, it's what we will get back." And she said, "Get to the point. What does it cost?" And I said, "All right, it's $10,000 for the weekend." And then there was silence. And Ellen said, "Oh, really? $10,000? I said, "Yes, and that's for both of us." And she said, "Well, I assume that includes room and board." "Well, not really." She said, "Oh, really? Just where do you intend on getting $10,000? And I said, "Well, we're going to have to brainstorm that one." And we figured out a way to make it happen, and we went. And it opened our minds about marketing and how to market and how to grow our business that would cut years off the learning curve. And then the other thing I said to Ellen was, you know, I was at the dentist getting a filling, and I was asking him about marketing. He said, "Oh, yeah, we dentists go to marketing workshops." I said, "Really? What do they cost?" He said, "Well, for 3 days, we pay $45,000. I said, "You're kidding." And after the 3 days, do they come over here and implement everything? He said, "No, it's 3 days, $45,000, then you're on your own." I said, "Really?" And then I was thinking, well, maybe I could change my profession. Holy moly, $45,000 for 3 days and no follow-up? And so then Ellen and I were saying, well, compared to that, $1,500 a month for the year sounds, you know, not quite so knock your socks off. And $10,089 is a lot more, a lot less than it is today. But that's how we think about it. If you really want to knock years off the learning curve for growing your business, learning how to write ads, learning how to market yourself, creating programs that will build for your lifetime, then $1,500 a month for a year seems like, well, maybe, absolutely it's a lot, for sure. And that we agree with. But when I just take the one aspect from when Kelly was talking, she could be on managed care, getting on insurance panels for the next 30 years, or be in private practice and doing groups and having working with the clients that she wants to for the next 30 years. And all of a sudden, the mentor group cost doesn't seem to be so daunting when you put it as in terms of a longer view and a bigger picture.
And sometimes I think it's helpful just to make it really concrete in some specific ways. When I went to that first workshop with Pete, I had never done a consult group in my office, and neither had the people in our mentoring group done them, people in New Zealand, Vancouver, Massachusetts, Salt Lake City, whatever. They hadn't done them either. But if you do one consult group with eight people in it for a nine-month period of time, that alone is around $7,000 or $8,000. And at the height of my running them, I was running four groups at the same time. So right away there, that was about $28,000 a year based on a suggestion and some formatting that I had done when Pete and I went to that workshop.
Doing one group for several years, you know, you get the same kind of numbers.
Right, right. You can also look at couples workshops. Now, at the height of Pete, when Pete was doing them, at the height, he would have about 40 couples in a workshop and would do three of those a year. But let's be realistic and say maybe you do a couples workshop, or like Kelly, she's done five of them with a smaller number of couples, or you might do one with 20 couples, and that would bring you about $14,000. If you just had one new client a month that you were able to keep and do really good, solid couples work with, and if they paid you $100 a session, I know many people charge more than that, but they were able to stay 10 sessions longer, and you had like one client a month who could do that, that's an extra $12,000 in the course of a year. Or for those people who've decided to have other therapists working for them, if you have another therapist working for you, you can add anywhere from an extra $20,000 to an extra $60,000 or $80,000 a year. So all of these are different ways, and nobody's going to do all of them, but all of them, it's like Pete said, it's an investment. And the investment that you're making is going to cover Pete's time, my time, our team's time, the couples conference, the consults. You're really going to get a deep immersion into what it means to change your life, really. It is a life-changing kind of program. And, you know, we really do want to work with people who want to cast a longer shadow and be able to show up in your personal and professional life in a very full way. And, you know, when I started long ago, I didn't have in my mind, oh, I'm going to help build 11 schools in refugee communities. It wasn't, I just knew I had an intuition and an inkling that I would like to work in another country and have an impact in another country. I didn't know how passionately connected I would feel to the kids over there and to the work that I'm doing over there. And that's part of my big why of why I keep working and why I'm doing what I'm doing, so that I have the resources and the time and the energy to contribute to making a difference. So let's talk about next steps for those of you who are interested, which is, you know, we'd love to have you think about it. We'll take questions in a couple of minutes. You can call Ruth at the Couples Institute at 650-327-5915.
Oh, let's repeat that number, shall we, in case somebody just went to get a pencil? That number to call Ruth is area code 650-327-5915.
Or you can also email her at ruth@couplesinstitute.com.
That's Ruth @couplesinstitute.com. This sounds like a late night infomercial.
It did
That's
sound like
Ruth
an infomercial.
@couplesinstitute.com.
But what we'd like you to do is to know that you're serious, because we take this program incredibly seriously. We give, you know, we give 100% to this program. And to know that you're serious, we'd like you to give her a deposit of $500. That deposit is refundable, but it's a deposit that puts you in line to do an interview with us so that we can really talk about, is this a good fit? Can it work for you? Does it work for us? And after that interview, we'll either decide it's a good fit and we'll move forward, or we'll give your money back right away after that.
You can also save 2 months of the monthly fee if you pay $15,000 at one time. That'll trim off 2 months of the payments.
Right. So I'm just going to say a little bit more, and then I'm going to close. But this program is really about you taking next steps in developing the systems, the strategies, and getting support. It's about accountability. It's about action. And I know for me, when I'm making big decisions, I weigh them. I go back and forth. You know, I'd be asking myself, is this the right time? Is this the right program? Can I really afford it? How do I tell my spouse I want to do it? Will I do the work? And so we know that you'll be navigating some conflict. But when you're considering it, remember that fear is a normal part of the process. It's a decision that involves risk. It symbolizes a lot, so it isn't just a simple yes or no. It's a symbol of your commitment to yourself and whether you're ready at a point in your life to step up to something new. So take time, ask yourself about that commitment, and do some reflecting, do some soul searching, do some looking at your life, looking at the dreams that you have for yourself, and asking yourself, is this a good fit for me?
Is the time right for this?
And whatever you decide, or whatever we decide, I hope just listening and thinking about it will be a step for you in realizing that you too can live a bolder, a more directed life where you, and I'm going to, you know, use my own byline again, but where you throw yourself into the unknown, where you risk transformation, and you realize that you can fulfill dreams that are probably bigger than you realize or maybe that you've ever imagined were possible.
And there is strength in shared experience and open hearts.
So on that note, we would love to hear your questions, your reflections, your comments. We're done describing it, but we're here. We're going to stay on. I think what I'll do is ask Lincoln to unmute everybody. Let's try it with you unmuting everybody, Lincoln. and seeing if that works from a noise standpoint. And please, or you can also push star 2 on your phone to let us know that you have a question or comment. So let's see. Lori, did you have something?
I had a couple things. I had a question about, I had a joke about, boy, this is going to test my marriage. Because it sounds, everything you've described, it sounds, the timing is exactly right. It just sounds exactly what I need. And I don't know if you want me to go on. I had a comment I wanted to make just about my affiliation with you guys. I can hold that because you probably have other questions.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, I have a question. So I started, I went to Ellen, my first training with Ellen when my daughter, I have a son and a daughter, when my daughter was in kindergarten, and I was a couple therapists, and I thought, now that my daughter's in kindergarten, I'm going to go get some training. And I had met you and Pete years prior at a camp conference. You guys probably, I saw you guys, you didn't see me. Anyways, so I got into, Ellen, your group. It was you and Kathy Bloomfield, and I was just so excited about the group. And then from there, I had the opportunity to then apply as a associate at the Couples Institute. And so I've been with you guys, 11 years now. But the bigger thing is I'm at a different point in my life because now my daughter is a freshman in college.
Oh, my God.
So fast forward, and I feel like now, not kindergarten, but college, now I have, because I'd heard about this, and I thought, I don't have the time. I was so busy, involved with her cheerleading and the kids and all that. But now's the time. And I just think the timing's interesting from kindergarten to freshman in college. And I have time to now explore my dreams and what I want to do to help people. And as a result of being at the Couples Institute, my own practice and all the training, I have a very successful practice, which I'm very grateful for. But like you said, I can only do so much with that. I get bored at times. And I really want to, I have a passion to do something more to reach more, particularly couples with young kids. That's my goal, and do some sort of online training or class. But I really get tripped up, and I get scared. And so, anyways, that's about that. I just been so grateful for everything I've learned.
It's neat because you have a niche that you know you want to make an impact. You know that you have experience working with couples with young kids, and you know you have something to give.
Right, but what trips me up is the lack of mentoring, the lack of, oh my gosh, technology and me do not get along.
I'm with you on that one.
But I do keep writing. I keep writing and writing tips, and I just haven't really let anybody know about it. It's kind of like keeping it a secret, you know.
Oh, you have something in common with Isaac Newton.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that sounded familiar. Yeah. So I think there's a lot that I could do with this, and it just sounds like a wonderful group. It's the timing. It's interesting, the timing, but I've learned so much over the years, and I'm so really grateful.
Good. Well, I certainly welcome the opportunity to talk about it more with you and, you know, do an interview and see where we all go.
Right thing at the right time for you.
Sounds great. Yeah, I think in the interview I can share more about my idea and what I really want to do, real focus, get more targeted. So thanks.
Terrific.
Sure.
And that you're both great. I mean, Pete, I've been in Ellen's group. I've been in Pete's group. You both are so, have so much integrity. And I've learned, by the way, I've learned not just professionally, but personally. I mean, it's probably helped me stay married too. Partly, you know, what I've learned. And, oh my gosh. And just that you two have such different, wonderful styles. It's just so neat. To have that as well. So enough. I'll let other people.
All right.
thank you.
Thank you, Lori.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Lori. And actually, that's true. Okay. Ellen and I do have different styles.
Totally different styles.
I thought, oh, yeah.
Well, anybody who else has a question or a comment, and if you talk and we can't hear you, push star 2, because I was having a little bit of trouble unmuting people. So, but most of you are unmuted right now. So, anybody have a question or a comment? If you're, you know, if you're open to it, we'd love to have you just share reactions too.
Yeah, exactly.
Now it's possible some people put on record and not aren't there maybe.
Hi, this is Samantha. Can you hear me?
Yep. Hi, Samantha.
Aloha.
Sorry, it's raining, and I had to transfer to the car, but I am on hands-free, I promise. But I wanted to, I guess, comment/inquire. I'm really, I guess, young in the field, very young in this field, and I really resonated with your talk, Pete, about learning by learning and learning by doing. And I have definitely been learning by learning for the last few years in my master's courses and then, of course, my post-grad stuff work. But I guess everything that you have said was like, yes, 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 that's me. That's what I want. That's what I want to dream big. I want to know how to implement it. I want to know how to get there because I've been searching for a mentor for all this time to execute my dreams and my visions here in Hawaii. But never connected with anyone. So I guess my question, if there is one, would be like, and maybe we could discuss this more in an interview, but like how does this or how could this be incorporated into someone so early in their career?
Yeah, I would be very glad to talk to you about that because, like I said, I wanted that so much when I was young and wanted that kind of mentoring. So I definitely have some thoughts about it. So,
okay, yeah. So, I mean, I guess that was, I was just hoping that there would be some, I guess, definitely want to have a conversation with both of you more on that aspect. So that's kind of just my reaction.
No, that's okay. Yeah, just call Ruth or email Ruth and be sure you get signed up for an interview time.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Let's see. Whoever's in Denver, do you want to say anything or? Okay. All right. Good. Maddie, go ahead.
Oh, hi. So I'm sorry. I dropped out for a few minutes there, and it took me a little moment to realize I can dial back in. So I might have missed something. So I wrote the questions down that I have. The one, like I'm a little bit further down the track. I've been in private practice for 3 years, and I've grown it to a place where I've just put an associate on, but I haven't managed to fill her up at all. So I'm kind of treading water in that space where I've done a year of mentoring with a more generic mentor who has done a lot of, he's taught us a lot of stuff that is, yeah, some of it is not, it's just not applicable for my business and for who I am as a person and that sort of stuff. So I've got a lot of stuff buzzing around in my head of what I can do and not a lot of help to actually direct the energy into one direction, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So one of my questions was in regards to the access to the team members. I mean, what Lincoln said sounded really fantastic, and I'm going like, oh yes, you know, I'm sure I can do with some of that help. Having a look at the website, what I'm doing with my marketing, all those sorts of business orientated things. I just wanted to know if there is kind of a limitation to how much we can connect with your team? So is it like limited to one call in the whole year, or can we contact them as often as we need them, or is it somewhere in between? Like, how does that look?
That's a really great question, and I like the thinking that went behind that question. And so I would say it's a little bit different with certain people, like Jamie, who's our webmaster. He will go through and he'll do a solid consult with you and make suggestions and ideas. If you were to actually want him to get in there and do your website or redo it, and he's not trying to create that. I mean, he's not going to try to talk you into business for him because he's got plenty. But he does have some packages where he has helped some of the people in our group. And so you could work with him. So in his case, it would be like a one time. With Lincoln, he's helped people on and off throughout the year when it makes sense. Plus, Lincoln comes to all the meetings, so you can get help from him at the meetings, or you can get help with him between sessions. And it's not limited to like a one time, you only talk to him once. With the marketing consult, the way it usually has worked, although it's varied a little tiny bit depending on people, but it's been kind of a deep dive into whatever. Let's just say that your project was you wanted to really bring in other clients for your associate. The marketing person would work with you on here's a plan and here's the steps, and then obviously it would be back in your court to implement those, and then we would be looking at which ones are working, and hopefully most of them are working, and but it wouldn't be like you'd be completely cut off from any contact of any kind or any follow-through. So does that make sense and answer?
Yeah, so I could get help with developing a marketing plan around a particular project, so to speak, that I want to do, such as filling up my associate.
Totally,
and then
yeah.
I have to go off and be like, okay, now I need someone who does the Google Ads for me, or I need someone who whatever manages.
Yeah, I mean, make a choice about having Jamie's team do it, or you could definitely go find your own person to do it.
So you could also recommend people who could actually help with that sort of.
Yeah, I mean, with certain things, we definitely have. I mean, we have people we recommend.
Okay, super. Yeah, and the other question I have is, can I ask another question? I don't know.
Sure. Go ahead. Sure.
Because I'm in Australia, obviously coming over three times to the US is probably a bit prohibitive for me. So I was wondering if there would be any alternatives. I'm thinking I could probably do it once and combine it with a conference to make it a trip from here. I've looked into that earlier, and I think for me it's something like 36 hours just to get there from where I live. So
wow.
It's a big investment for 2 days, if that makes sense.
On
the road and in the air for 5 days in order to have 2 days with you guys. So I'm thinking, what else can be done with that? You know, is there any way? Will the 2 days be recorded? Could I tap into that any other way?
So what I would say is we've talked about, especially for people who are from far away, and we do have some people from New Zealand who've been in the group.
Yeah.
And so we've used Zoom. Are you familiar with Zoom?
Yes.
So we've done where they've been on Zoom for part of the meeting, or they've come in that way. We can record some things, but we find it's better for you to be just part of it when it's happening. And so they've chosen to be on Zoom for part of it. Ideally, I think, though, for you, if you could come to the first meeting, that would be really valuable, because it's the relationships that you're building and the connections, and, you know, maybe we could help you figure out a way to do some more when you were here. I don't know. We could talk about what would be
possible. Okay. Cool. Good. Great. That was so is that like a program that everyone runs through then on these 2 days? Do you kind of do we do group stuff? Is that how it works?
Well, the way it works is that because you have three of us there, Pete, Lincoln, and me, we do some things with the whole group together, but a lot of times we break up into three small groups. And so one small group would be like, for example, people who had something specific they want to do with Lincoln. And it might even be just you, if you have something specific, maybe you would be with him for an hour. Or sometimes I do business hot seats while Pete works on people's personal blocks. And we give you an opportunity to choose the group that you go with that fits with what you're working on. So in the course of the 2 days, you get a lot of individual attention.
Yeah, fantastic. Okay, cool. Thank you so much. That's great.
And Maddie, do you have, will you email us so we can get back to you too?
Yeah, well, I was going to email Ruth and ask her, but I take it that the $500 deposit goes via credit card. Is that right?
Yeah.
I can't call, so I was going to, I don't know how to call, but I was going to email, and I don't really know how to do it via email with the deposit, but I'm sure she'll let me know, so, yeah.
Yeah, she'll work it out with you, definitely.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'll do that.
But, yeah, no, I'd look forward to talking with you more and, you know, and also hopefully connecting you with our New Zealand folks want to begin to do some more training in Australia of other therapists, and I think
it'd be fantastic.
Yeah, and then we also have somebody else in Australia who is considering doing the mentor group too, so we could put you in touch at some point.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Great.
Okay.
Okay. Great. Thanks, Heath. That's quite
You're welcome.
Exciting.
Thank you. So let's see. Anybody else? Vicky, are you there?
I am here. I'm sitting quietly wondering what is my question.
Oh, okay. Well, I just thought I'd say
here.
Hello, even if you
hello.
Didn't have a question.
No, I'm writing notes as you're speaking and getting a lot of good information. I'm in the position where I'm really just trying to figure out if this is the course or class for me. I work with colleagues who have done your trainings, who speak highly of you, and so I'm always listening to them. I've done other couples training that it's kind of taken a lot of my bandwidth. But then when it comes to business and marketing, of course, that's where it falls down a lot. I liked what you said about how do I scale from one-to-one to one-to-many? And, you know, my question for myself would be, what is my reach?
Mm-hmm.
And I think I might add to that, what is my reach and what is my vision? And that's something I've been working on with a coach that I Skype with every week, actually in England.
Oh, wow.
I met her in Africa. I think that's why I'm here with you, Ellen, because I really do appreciate the work that you're doing in Kenya.
Thank you.
And then, yes, it touches my heart deeply. But, so, yes, I'm not sure what my reach is, and I liked what Pete said about what am I most interested in to be professionally successful, more professionally successful.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't really have a question. He did talk about the three areas, and I only listed two, clinical, business, and I didn't hear the third area.
Personal blocks, any personal blocks that are getting in your way of
yes.
reaching.
That would be my thing.
Okay.
Personal block. I mean, no. Oh, yes, that resonates for me. So I don't really have a question. I think yes.
What were you? No, I didn't. I cut you off. Go ahead.
That's okay. No, I mean, I was wondering, I'm curious about the price. I don't think I remembered hearing that. Maybe I just blocked that out. which is what I tend to do.
It's $1,500 a month.
Oh, okay. Yes. Which isn't really a lot, considering what I spend on consultation and therapy every month for myself as a therapist. I always think to myself when I'm working with my clients, how valuable is what I'm getting for myself and how that could help me in helping you, my client.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't have a question. I'm sorry.
Well, that's okay. Just let yourself reflect on the conversation tonight. And
yes. I mean, I've been writing down words and lots of reflections. I like about the consultation group. I've been a therapist. I've been licensed for 6 years. I've been a therapist for about 12. I was a social worker, deeply entrenched in community work for about 15 years before this. And so I forget I have something to bring to the table.
You sure do.
Yeah. And, you know, I've worked internationally. I've worked in South Africa for 6 years. I've worked in England for 9. And then I've been a therapist in this country. And, you know, I change my language every time.
Wow.
Yeah, it's an interesting thing. But as I say, I forget that I could hold this. And again, back to reach, the thought of scaling from one to many, what that would mean for me in terms of achieving my own personal dreams and visions, you know.
Right, right.
And presenting couples workshops on a much smaller scale to what you guys do. I'm totally not in your league.
Well, that's okay.
But I do have about 20 couples that I work with right now, probably about 5 or 6 at a time. And the work is so rich, and I think, well, how could I expand that? And I think go ahead.
I was going to say, how about if we do this, which is if it seems right for you to set up a time with Ruth, we'll set up a time to really talk to you and be able to go more in depth to your situation and to really seeing if it's a good fit and like what your reach could be.
Right. Let me think about that only because I'm committed for the rest of this year, and I know next year, and I'm already thinking about, well, what's happening next year? What training and mentoring am I going to require for next year? So yes, Ruth, could be on my radar, because adjunct to that, I'm also thinking of doing a separate individual training that is not related to business. It's related to psychoanalysis, and that's a whole other process.
Wow, yep, it sure is.
Yeah, I'm not sure I'm ready to embark on that journey yet, but anyway. So yes, I have valued a lot of what I've heard you guys saying today, so thank you. I'm very happy to be part of this conversation.
Well, you're welcome, and it's nice to meet you this way. And if
yes.
you decide to contact us, we'll talk more.
Thank you. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Very
Absolutely.
Grateful. Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see. I think the only person we have left on the line who hasn't said anything is from the Washington D.C. Maryland area. Do you want to say hello or?
Hi there.
Hi.
It's late where I am. And,
it sure
is. I just finished practicing at 9 this evening, and I'm happy to be on the call. I am a therapist of color, and I've been practicing for about 10 years now in private practice for 8, and I've successfully done a radio segment where I gave relationship advice and have been featured in magazines as the clinical expert from time to time as of recently. But I've been looking to expand to doing workshops and to even raising my rate a bit. But the challenge that I encounter sometimes is that working with people of color tends to be a prohibitive factor with raising the rate. And there's a stigma sometimes with even participating in therapy. So I'm wondering how many people of color you worked with and how you traversed some of those challenges in this group. Oh, and I also wanted to mention that your work in Kenya does resonate with me, as I literally just returned from Kenya on October 4th.
Wait, I'm sorry. I didn't catch the last sentence. My dog made some noise for a second, and I didn't hear that thing.
No worries. I wanted to mention that your work in Kenya resonates with me and that I literally just returned from Kenya on October 4th. I was there for about 2 weeks doing work in the community with children in the schools, helping to treat jigger infestations and provide beds and clothes and different things for families there. So,
Wonderful. What part of Kenya? What part?
Bungoma. Uh-huh. So it was about 40 minutes outside of the border of Uganda.
Uh-huh.
So I was wondering how do you traverse the waters with working with therapists of color and some of the challenges that are unique to therapists of color working with people of color?
I don't know if I can give you a great answer. I can say that I've worked with more therapists of color out of the U.S. than in the U.S.
Sure.
I've done some work in a counseling center in Nairobi and am working very closely with some counselors who are working in the villages and places that we're working in Kenya. I've certainly had many clients of color in the Bay Area, but in terms of in the mentoring program, you would be the first.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, it's a small group, and we've only been doing it for a little while, so it's, so I believe you
good
would
to
be,
know.
Yeah. So you would be the pioneer. So you would be helping us learn, and we would be helping you learn.
Right. Well, that's good to know, because as everyone else on the call has said, trying to figure out goodness of fit and trying to figure out how to expand the platform, but definitely keeping in mind where I live and where I practice and what's important to the people that I work with and how to get beyond some of the things that are uniquely my burden. So something
to
consider. Thanks.
Do you work right in Washington, D.C., or where?
I used to practice in Washington, D.C., and I'm licensed to practice in D.C. I'm a marriage and family therapist, and I graduated from the University of Maryland's program. But I work in Prince George's County, Maryland, right in Largo, Maryland, which is maybe 10 miles outside of Washington, D.C. So I pull from clients that are in D.C., Northern Virginia, and Montgomery County and Prince George's County.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I'm not super familiar, but I am a bit familiar with your area because I went to school at American U, and then my sister has lived in Rockville for the last 15 years. So,
sure,
I do make it back there sometimes.
I
know you have some unique challenges, definitely.
Sure.
But you also sound like you're a go-getter.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay. Well, the program is definitely something to consider. Everything that the program is offering, particularly the camaraderie, the push, you know, those things are super important. The mentorship is super important right now to expand the platform. So it's definitely something I want to consider, but it's a huge investment for sure, and I want to make sure that it's one that I can capitalize off of. So thank you.
Well,
you're welcome.
You just mentioned the two things, which is it's a huge investment, yes, and then you think how do I capitalize this, and how do I grow it, how do I expand, and those are the two right questions to ask. You know. Is the return on the investment worth what I can contribute to a larger community?
Sure.
And what you think you'll get from doing that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, just let us know if you decide you want to talk about it more. And if you don't, it's still nice to meet you this way.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Question.
Yeah.
And that was, so do you offer a consultation, private consultation?
I only do that occasionally with people who are in the mentoring program. I get asked to do so much consultation.
Yes.
And I don't just do it. I just don't have the time.
Sure, yeah. Okay, good to know. Yeah, I think
okay.
I just wanted to say this is part of the block I think that I'm experiencing, and that is the commitment to $1,500 monthly makes my breath go away a little bit.
Yeah, it's supposed to.
Yeah,
right.
It really does test your commitment, doesn't it?
Well, it does. It certainly does. And if I break it down, well, that could be one client once or twice a week, or one couple four times a month, or something like that. But
Let me just interrupt for a second.
Yes.
Now you're starting to think like a business person instead of like a therapist.
Okay.
And that's what we want you to do. There,
right.
I hate to say this, but
mm-hmm.
here's a generality. But our profession with therapists, this is a generality. There's a lot of exceptions. But by and large, therapists have a bit of a poverty or lack mentality.
Yes. I'm so with you on that. And I don't like that thinking.
And
I don't believe I'm desperate for that.
Yet we are supposed to help our clients break out of their limitations.
Yes.
Isn't that interesting?
It is very interesting. I think that's the paradox that we sit with.
It is.
Or the duality, actually, is the word I wanted to use. And it's like, oh, gosh, because I do want to step out of it. And then I think, oh, but this takes my breath away. Well, what's that about?
And yet,
so
when we
meetings,
talk with clients and they say, oh, you want us to do what? That takes my breath away. We say, guess what? I understand because I've been there.
Right.
And I know what it's like to be there, and I know what it's like to overcome it.
Yes. Right.
And how you work transcends technique.
I know this. And yet I notice this other thing that shows up, which I don't have a word for yet.
Conversation, let's call it fear.
Oh, all right.
Okay, what the heck? Let's just call it fear.
I mean, but fear seems so benign. You know, it's like, oh, yes, you're just scared. Well, just jump in.
Well,
okay.
But here's the thing I want you to do, Matt. Here's the thing I want you to do, which is to say you don't want to jump both feet into the river without testing how deep it is first. So give it some thought about, look, if I really do this, you know, what are the steps? What would my practice, my life look like in 5 years? What would it look like if I could bring this about like Kelly was talking? And what would my life look like if I did nothing but kept on the same path that I'm on? So do both visualizations.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What would I feel if I did nothing but kept the same trajectory? What would I feel if I did what a part of me is yearning to do? Do both. You got to do both.
Right. I think there's a piece of writing in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. That was very provocative, but thank you.
Well, see, here's the thing. If Ellen and I are not, in a sense, if we are not provocative, we are not doing our job.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. And I think there's that.
It's
just the
way you are with your clients.
I know, right?
Yes, only you become more so.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I'm really serious when I say you come from a different place once you've been there that really transcends theory and technique, because you bring more of who you are as a catalyst for change.
Right. I like that. I mean, who I am as a catalyst of change. Thank you. I'm easily seduced.
I hate to tell you this, but so am I.
Well, that's good to know. But I think I also do believe in my vision.
Yes.
And I think I'm trying to marry the two. There's a split that exists, I think, in all of us therapists, where we really desire to do good in the world, not because of a narcissistic notion, but because
absolutely.
Yeah.
Listen,
and then,
I'm going to give you one of the favorite quotes of all time for me, and it's from James Baldwin, the writer.
Oh, yes.
And he said, "Nothing is more desirable than to be relieved of our affliction, and nothing is more terrifying than to be divested of our crutch."
Wow. I can't write that all down as you say it, but
it's brilliant about the ambivalence of growth.
Yes.
Nothing is more desirable than to be relieved of our affliction, and nothing is more terrifying than to be divested of our crutch. Our crutch being all our self-protective mechanisms in life.
Yes, absolutely.
And then I think to myself, if I'm in the rocking chair stage of my life, what are going to be my biggest regrets?
Oh, exactly. That is where my coaching with this person started, is on the porch on my rocking chair and really getting in touch with a vision piece. I'm not hearing much from other people, so I'm not sure if I'm out there a little bit, but it always helps me to feel like I have a bit of a tribe who are saying rah-rah with me.
Well, I tell you what, I identify a lot with what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Listen, I grew up a tea kettle of water in a bathtub. That was my big dream, a bigger bathtub.
Right. Yeah. I like to hear that. Growing up in the poor parts of Africa, where I lived, and not having a hot water tank, my mother having to boil water, and every third night we got the first bath.
That's how my mother saved money. She turned off the hot water heater.
Well, thank you. I'm smiling and I'm feeling more encouraged, but I'm going to think more on this.
Okie doke. We'll do that. And I know I wanted to say, Kelly has stayed on this whole entire time.
Oh, Kelly, bless your heart.
Kelly.
Me and the therapist from D.C. are going to be tired tomorrow.
You're not kidding.
I was hearing that in her voice.
Yeah, now she just jumped off a minute ago. So pretty
did she? Okay.
Yeah, we're down to just a couple folks,
okay.
And I think it's time to sign up. But Kelly, thank you.
Thank you so much,
You're
Kelly,
welcome.
For being
thank
on here and soldiering your way through a late night for you. Kelly, I really appreciate it. Thank you for that.
Yeah, me too.
You're welcome. Well, you guys, I have deep gratitude for you all. So,
yes,
happy
likewise.
To do it.
Yeah, very nice. Okay, thank you
all
very
right,
much.
Well, thank you to
have
all
a
of
good
you
night.
For being with us, and we look forward to talking to you.